You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And today, I am excited because we're talking about, of course, the exciting world of online entrepreneurship. But today, we're going to tackle a topic that I know many of you will find close to your hearts and maybe schedules, right? Turning your side hustle into your main hustle while also balancing a 9-to-5 job. And if you are looking for a structured, smooth transition, some ideas, some tips, you already know that you are in the right place. So let's get into it. And I want you to know that I have had a 9-to-5 job before, right? So I know that juggling a full-time job and growing your side business isn't just about managing time. It's about maximizing it, right? And so I want to talk today about how you can nurture your entrepreneur dreams, if that's what your goals are, without compromising your current situation, your current employment. Okay. So the first things first, things that I always say, you have to set realistic goals. Understand what you can achieve in the limited hours you have outside of your 9-to-5, whether it's an income target, launching your product, or building your client list. Clear goals will keep you focused and prevent burnout. So this is what I used to do. I used to work downtown Chicago, well, past downtown Chicago. I used to take two trains to work. And so I had to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to get on one train and then get on another train. So what I used to do is maximize that time in the morning to do some work. Maybe it was scheduling a blog post or following up with someone or doing things like that. And then when I came home, I would do the same thing on my train ride, but then also on my lunch break while I was at work, I would leave the building and go across the street and work for that hour. I would get my lunch and then like take my computer with me, my laptop that I brought, and work. So maximizing that time, right? We can nurture our dreams. If you want to be an entrepreneur full time and you want to figure out an exit strategy, that's totally fine. If you want to keep your job, I'm not the person to say quit your 9-to-5. That's not me. If you want to be able to do that, you can still do that. But it is about the time management, right? So that's what we're going to talk about next. Mastering your schedule is crucial. Okay. So we talked about goals. So set your goals, whether you're going to launch, you know, a new course, you're going to launch a product, you want to build your clientele, make sure you have your goals always at the top of mind. Time management mastery now is so crucial. I am a girl who goes by, if it's not in my Google calendar, it's not happening. Mastering your schedule is crucial. And here are a few strategies. Number one is prioritizing tasks using tools like the Eisenhower box to distinguish between what's urgent and what's important. It's like, make a list. I need to do these things, or even simpler than that. These top three things is what I need to do today. And then you can go on to the other tasks that may not be so pressing. Another way is to batch similar tasks. You can group related tasks together to increase efficiency. So if you're a content creator, you're an influencer, you're an entrepreneur, you know that we have to create content, right, to promote our businesses, whether that's a blog post, whether that's a video on Instagram, whether that's a YouTube, whether that's a podcast, that is content. And so batching that is going to help you. Maybe it's on a Sunday. And I'm telling this to myself because I definitely need to batch some content. Not saying batch like 4 months worth of content. Maybe that might not be the best way for you. Maybe you batch 2 weeks worth of content, right? And so batching any level of content is just going to help you be more efficient, right? We also want to leverage technology, automate things where possible. I use tools like ManyChat to automate my DMs so that when I am not on social media is still working for me because I am still talking, right? I can still talk to clients. I can send them links and do all these things, right? Social media scheduling, email marketing automation, and customer relationship management can all be automated. So even if you are at your 9-to-5, you can still have your side hustle, your business working for you, right? So it can work for you. So prioritize your tasks, batch similar tasks and content, and leverage technology like AI. Hello, y'all already know how I feel about ChatGPT. I feel that ChatGPT is a really great tool. Okay, it is amazing. I use it every single day. I love a few others like poe.com, but ChatGPT is bae. And I use it so much that the other day it told me that I can even use it. It told me I had to wait an hour because I used it so much and used so many prompts. I was laughing. But let's talk about next, building your brand, because that, my friend, is important. Your brand is your promise to your customer. It tells them what they can expect from your products and services, whether you're a personal brand, whether you have a business brand, same thing, right? Use your limited time to create a consistent brand message and aesthetic across all platforms. So you want to think about that content that you're delivering to your customer. Like, what does that look like? What does your brand stand for? This consistency makes your brand recognizable and trustworthy, attracting and retaining customers. I have a client right now who has a consistent brand message. All of her logos, all of her everything is the same font. It's the same logo. It's the same. People know when they see this, oh, I know that brand. You want it to be like that, right? Because it makes you recognizable. If you are a personal brand, we're showing our face, right? I know some of you may be listening and you with the faceless brands, but you know, unpopular opinion, faceless brands are not in, okay? You want to be known and trusted. And if you are somebody who has a personal brand, the faceless thing may not work for you. It can work for some people. I ain't, you know, do what you want to do, but I'm just saying you want to create a connection, and you cannot create a connection without a face. People, yes, they may buy, but people really buy from who they like, know, and trust. And so building that trust and attracting and retaining customers, even if it's not you in front of the camera, because you can have a spokesperson. I have a client right now. She's not in front of the camera, but the brand is trusted because there are people speaking on behalf of the brand who are also trusted. So that builds trust. Even if it's your team, that builds trust, right? We also want to network and build community. You do not have to do it alone, okay? Networking can open doors that you didn't even know existed. If you need help, there are, I know you look at Eventbrite, my friend, or there's meetup.com. There's so many opportunities to network with other entrepreneurs, to build relationships. So join online communities even, attend webinars and connect with other entrepreneurs. Each connection is a potential door to new opportunities and growth. I am going to be hosting some events. I'm going to be hosting a brunch here in Chicago where I'm from on June 30th. So if you're thinking like, I want to network, this is going to be a networking brunch. So make sure that you're following me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. I'm going to be announcing that real soon. So make sure that you are tuned in, or if you're close to Chicago, I know that a lot of you who are listening, shout out to Chicago. It's the largest area of people who listen to my podcast is from Chicago. So that just tells me my Chicago people support me. I appreciate you. Come out if you want to network. Again, the brunch is going to be on June 30th. It's going to be at the DoubleTree Hilton in Alsip. So save the date. I'm going to be posting about the tickets. So make sure you follow me over on Instagram and make sure you're on my email list, because of course, those will be the first places where you'll be able to get that information. Okay, so if you want to network, come on out. Come out to the events that I host online. I host events online. One thing about me, I love building community. I love bringing people together. That's one thing that I love about the retreats that I do. They bring people together and we are able to network and mastermind and build our businesses and build new connections. That's what it's about. So networking and community building is a very important piece and something that we cannot skip. Okay. Now, learning and adapting. Always keep learning. The digital landscape is always evolving, friend. And of course, we know that staying updated with the latest trends and technologies can give you an edge up, right? So I want us to dedicate time each week to educate ourselves through courses, podcasts like you're doing right now. Thank you so much for listening or reading, whatever that is, right? Going into in your community, seeing what people are talking about, seeing what is going on within your niche, right? Always learning and having an edge up, right? And then it's okay to know when to leave. Now, again, like I said, I'm not the one to tell you to quit your job today. Definitely have a plan, but know when it is time to make the transition. I knew that it was very clear when I was supposed to leave my job. It's like, make the transition now. So this could mean having enough financial cushion, consistent income from your business coming in, or simply just that confidence to know that it is the time. Trust your gut, but support it with data too, because that is important as well. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode, friend. I want us to go out in the world and be great. Your business can thrive in 2024 and beyond. Don't listen to what everybody else is saying. Put your head down and really work hard. You can work hard now to see the fruits of your labor later. I think a lot of times we want it now, but we have to work hard and put in the work. And then later we will reap the benefits of the hard work that we have put in. So if you start today, that's totally fine. You're starting today, right? But look, trust your gut and support it with data. That's like a bar. But I also have communities, and I know I don't talk about my communities a whole lot. I know you know about the Cashflow Queens community, but I have a 12-month group coaching program for women entrepreneurs who have online businesses, and it's called Magnetic Marketing Mastery Academy. And this program might just be what you need. So this program is designed to help you grow your business with ongoing support and strategic insights. We do meet weekly. Yes, we meet weekly. Okay. We do question and answer, hot seats. We also do trainings. I bring in guest experts. And we also have a co-working session. And that co-working session is open to other entrepreneurs. And our next co-working session is going to be on May 26th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, you already know I'll be posting about that information. Some of you have already signed up. So if you need strategic support, if you need accountability, please complete the application that is down below in the description, or always hit me up on Instagram if you want to chat about it, if you want to get on a call. Let me know, okay? This program is near and dear to my heart, and it is something that I have been doing for the last 2.5 years. And so just seeing so many amazing women entrepreneurs building their businesses, getting more clients, getting more visible, it's really, really why I do this. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, my friend. Thank you for tuning into Social Media Decoded. And I want you to remember this, transitioning from side hustle to main hustle, it is a journey. One that requires patience, perseverance, and a lot of planning. And so I am here to help you every step of the way. Don't you forget that, okay? Until next time, keep hustling, keep dreaming, and keep decoding your path to success. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.